People come to the monastery for one purpose. They come to the monastery because they want to improve their spiritual program for themselves. They want to improve their spiritual life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with the Instant Illumination. People come to campus because they want to improve their spiritual awareness of themselves. They do not come here because they want a job. Because if they want a job, we'll pay them. If they want to have the ability to take care of our lawns, we'll pay them. If they want to do those things along with training spiritually on their time, well, on all their spiritual time, they must apply it. Now, young lady, if you are a monk, you have taken the vow of following orders. And the orders are the scheduled program. And the scheduled program is to arise at a certain time, more or less, go down and take the jacuzzi and swimming and exercising, and then after that, rinse yourself off and take a walk on the meditation path for a while and come up for breakfast. And then at breakfast, we have a lecture. And after breakfast, you clean up the house and the table here, and then you go and do uni work. Cleaning the house and stuff are not uni work. You do uni work, and that is whatever it may be, taking care of the books or the gists or typing the this and that and whatever, proctoring yourself. Then at lunchtime, you come up and make the lunch, and then you have lunch. And after lunchtime, you're supposed to go and take a nap or whatever you want to do to relax. Read a book, take a nap, listen to Holy Sink, do whatever you want. You're given an hour. And then after that, you're supposed to go and do the uni work for about 2 or 3 hours. So you have maybe 6 hours of uni work in a day. And that keeps it from being boring. But in the process of all these things, what else do you do, Ellen? You have time for meditation. You have times for introspection. You have times for doing your treatment work. We have them all scheduled perfectly. I haven't seen them for years now, so I don't know what that is anymore. But I used to make them out regularly for everybody, and people followed them. But then people get to the point where they think they can do other things during their working time. And that is terrible, terrible, a sin beyond all sins to do something during working time. I don't give a damn. If you want to cheat during working time, you're not cheating us, you're cheating you. Now, if you want to cheat during your spiritual time, you're told this is the time you meditate. This is the time you take for introspection. This is the time you take for looking within. If you don't want to take that time for looking within and you go reading books or you go dancing with the tulips or something like that, that's your thing. But you're the loser there. You're the loser because you promised to come here and the first and most important thing is to follow your spiritual path. And the process of following your spiritual path is learning the principles that we teach here. But if you don't follow the spiritual path, if you don't follow listening within, if you don't follow training yourself to say your affirmations, Heinz, what are the three affirmations that you say every day?
I like me. I am.
I am
divine order. I am peace.
Now, Heinz is saying this 355,000 times a day. And even when he's asked to say it out loud, the second one gets a tickle in his throat. Now, it's planned that way. It's planned that way because it's contrary to what we have been saying. We say all is in divine order, and now we're saying I am in divine order. It makes you stop and think. It makes you stop and think. Stop and think. If thought can do that to water, what can thought do to us? What can our thought do to us? So, this is what we train you in. We train you in what can thought, your thought, do to you? So, carefully, you learn to say these affirmations. You learn to say these treatment words. Now, when Heinz leaves here, in however many months it's going to be for him, when Heinz leaves here, he will be an illumined master, spiritually whole in spirit, mind, and body. He is that right now. But it's going to take that amount of time, perhaps, for him to be aware that he is that. We are not teaching you something contrary to what you believe for yourself. We are merely teaching you to believe in yourself and to be what you are. Now, Heinz, are you a spiritual master?
I am.
Heinz, are you aware that you're a spiritual master?
I am aware now.
You heard that. I am aware now. Now, go home.
I am aware.
Good. But you see the point? It should be your total nature to think these positive thoughts about yourself. I am home now. I do think that now. That is what I am. I am whole and perfect. I am pure. I am divine. I am wonderful. Sometimes I ask you questions and I say, can you do this? No, I haven't got time. Oh boy, did you fall flat on your face. You should say, yes, and put aside anything you're doing, even if it's baking a cake, and you're just going to stick it in the oven. And then do what you're supposed to do, what you're asked to do, and then go back and finish your cake. I tell each one of you, and I know you don't believe me, but I tell each one of you, whenever you have anything on your heart, whether it's 1 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever it is, come and talk to me. And we will talk about it. I don't care. Come and talk to me. I will stop whatever I'm doing, whether it's sleeping, or whether it's reading, or whether it's working, or whether it's writing, or the middle of giving a talk. Ellen has walked in several times when I was in the middle of giving my thought for today, and so I had to stop it. She said, oh, I didn't mean to have you stop it. Well, it stopped now. Now, what did you have on your mind? And so I went on with it later, which is okay. But I dedicate myself to my work, and that is you. My work is you, each one of you. Whether you are living on campus permanently or whether you're visiting occasionally or whatever, but you, as, what did you say? You wished that you had a mentor like your son? Who's your son's mentor?
You.
Me. I'm always saying, how is Ugo? Is he doing the things that he should do? Is he progressing in the right way? Does Ugo realize that his thoughts are things? And yes, you know, because that's what she thinks. And he does. Now, this is what the campus of the Absolute Monastery is all about. This is what the Absolute Monastery is all about. This is what the University of Healing is all about. This is what the Church of God Unlimited is all about. And this is what you're all about. Each one of you who have come here, you weren't invited. We said we're having the program. You want to come? Come. You know. But we didn't say, you come. We're going to pay your way. We're going to do this. You just come. We're going to do this. You come. And you're going to make an effort to come. And you're going to pay your way. You're going to have a good time. You're going to learn. And now what's going to happen? What's going to happen is that you are polishing up your diamond. You're polishing up your spiritual illumination, your spiritual understanding. And that's what this is all about. So anyone who comes to the University of Healing campus, to the Absolute Monastery, is here for one reason, to like themselves and have fun. And when you make promises, and you don't have to make promises, but when you make promises, follow them, because you make it the promise to yourself. And the promise to yourself is that if I open it, I'll close it. You know, there are 13 rules and a few other little goodies that we say, but nothing hard, nothing really tough. But apply it, right? And when you apply it, miracles happen. There have been more healings happening to people on this campus than any of you will ever know, because it's none of your business. The only healing you're interested in is your own. And when you see yourself whole and perfect, then you will see all of those who preceded you in that awareness, and you will be aware of them, because a master only sees another master. A person who is in the healing consciousness only sees another person in the healing consciousness. A person who is illumined only sees another illumined being. And a person who is honest with integrity and spiritual magnificence can only see another person like that. Now, what is Rex's problem? Rex's problem is he thinks he's a human being. He thinks he's a people. He thinks he's got to jump up and greet each one of you with all his love and all of his enthusiasm. He thinks that each one of you is the most fabulous person in the world. And how wise he is. Now, why do you think he thinks that? Because that's what he is. He is the most fabulous being in the world. And he knows it. Now, it's true he hasn't been mistrained. Some of us are mistrained along the line, but he hasn't. Because every morning I hug him, I snuggle him, I tell him how much I love him, and I pet him, and I try to clean between his toes if he needs it, and he doesn't like that. But he's getting used to it. He realizes, hey, this is cool. I don't have anything between my toes, so he can't pull any foxtails out or anything like that. And he says, I know that. One day he came up to me, and he was hurting. And so I said, what's the matter? He stuck out his tongue. And there, sticking through his tongue, was a big thorn from a cactus, you know, maybe an inch long. And I thought, So I said, Rex, you ready? He said, Dad, whenever you do anything, it's for my best. And so I went, and pulled the thorn out. That's better. That's better. But you know, with their big tongues, they're always checking things out. That's it. And so, everybody who comes here and believes in what I have to share with them is something really wonderful and good, is blessed. And no matter what their hurt may be, a bee sting, or a piece of dirt in their eye, or what else did Brad have? He wanted a haircut. No matter what, all the way, he wanted to shave right down to the top of his head. I did it. I did his whole head for him, and not one bit of blood. And I think that's pretty good. But he was happy. So, now you, when you come here, have an open heart, an open mind, and be receptive, and be ready, for you will awaken to the miracle that you are more than you ever had before. And then you start living that way, and it's lots of fun. Aren't you glad I recorded that? I am too. Thanks for listening, you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you.